This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's coming up on 11 minutes after 6 on this Monday morning. Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. Here are Friday's closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn was $4.91 and a half, up 2. December corn at $4.68 and a quarter, up 7 and a quarter. March corn at $4.81, up 7. September soybeans were $14.37, up 14. November soybeans at $13.67 and three quarters, up a quarter. January soybeans at $13.65 and a quarter, up 1. September wheat was $6.35, up 7 and three quarters. December wheat $6.47 and three quarters, up 7 and a half. March wheat $6.60 and a quarter, up 7. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Friday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Friday afternoon. Technical buying at the Board of Trade helped to lift grain prices. Larger than expected weekly export sales figures also helped to push soybean prices higher. Traders are now looking forward to next Thursday's USDA crop report. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 1 to 3 lower at 508 to 540. Soybean bids were mixed at 428 to 1460. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at 530 to 563. Soybean bids were steady to 1 cent higher at 1487 to 1507. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mixed at 487 to 529. Soybean bids were 7 to 9 higher at 1428 to 1458. Wheat bids were up 8 to 10 cents at 603 to 615. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 6 to 20 higher at 1513 to 1518. Basis was mostly 20 lower at 145 to 150 over the November. High pro soybean meal was 532.10 to 547.10, up 260 per ton. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 17 higher at 548 to 568, with basis 10 cents higher at 80 to 100 over the DEEF. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 3 to 8 lower at 508 to 538, with basis 10 to 15 lower at 40 to 70 over the DEEF. Soybeans ended unchanged to 2 high, lower at 1458 to 1471, with basis unchanged to 2 lower at 90 to 103 over the November. Wheat prices were 8 cents higher at 603 to 613. Basis was unchanged at 45 under to 35 under the December. East St. Louis barge and loading terminal elevator placed their producer corn bids mixed at 491 to 498. These elevators raised their soybean prices 1 to 10 cents with quotations at 1418 to 1451. Soft wheat closed 8 higher at 622 to 623. Milo ended the day 7 higher at 492 to 493. Contract bids for fall delivery for the northern part of Illinois, 440 to 457. Soybeans, 1330 to 1347. Central Illinois at 442 to 454. And soybeans at 1345 to 1360. Corn for the southern part of the state at 440 to 455. Soybeans at 1345 to 1365. And that concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the USDA and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are Friday's closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle were $125.67, up 45 cents. December live cattle, $129.02, down 10 cents. February live cattle, $131, no change. September feeder cattle were $156.57, down 17 cents. October feeder cattle were $158.02, down 77 cents. November feeder cattle, $158.65, down 90 cents. October lean hogs were $90.90, up $1.50. December lean hogs were 87, up $1.07. February lean hogs were 88.25, up 67 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is David Humphreys of the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the Friday afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 8 cents lower, in a range of 84.76 to 93, with a weighted average carcass price of 86.49. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading 2 to 4 higher, with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 58 to 63, 4 to 5 weight at 60 to 67, and 500 to 550 at 63 to 68, and over 550 at 65 to 70. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points are trading a dollar higher, with moderate good demand for light to moderate offerings ranging from 60 to 65. Receipts for Illinois hogs have totaled 19,406 today. Report for Walnut Livestock Auction for Thursday, September 5th. Where receipts were 309 compared to last week. Slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to a dollar higher. Slaughter Holstein steers traded steady to in a light test. Slaughter cows sold uneven with breakers and boners steady and leans 10 lower. Slaughter bulls traded steady. Slaughter steers choice 120 and a quarter to 127. Holstein steers choice 108 and a quarter to 116. Heifers choice at 120 and a quarter to 125.75. And heifer select and choice 115 to 119. Slaughter cows premium average dressing at 97. Breakers average dressing at 90 to 95 and low dressing at 84.50 to 86.50. Boners average dressing at 81.50 to 88 and high dressing at 92.50 and low dressing at 72 to 78.50. Leans average dressing at 62 to 67, high dressing at 71 to 74 and low dressing at 41 to 47.50. Bulls average dressing at 91.50 to 94.50 and low dressing at 81 to 88.50. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 122 to 125 and on a dress basis at 192 to 196. Heifers on a live basis traded at 122 to 123 and on a dress basis at 194 to 195. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 309 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 95.44. which was 68 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading lower. Choice carcasses were 195.23, which was 63 cents lower, with select carcasses at 181.19, which was 72 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 125,000, compared to 121,000 for last week and 128,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 436,000 compared to 425,000 last week and 429,000 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is David Humphreys of the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. July corn delivered to Greenfield is $5.13. August corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.73. July corn delivered to Scottville, $5.13. August corn delivered to Scottville, $4.73. July beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $14.40. August beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.90. July wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.87. Once again, those prices are corn at Greenfield is $5.13, corn at Scottville is $5.13, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $14.40, and wheat at Scottville is $5.87. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela, and it is 20 minutes after 6 on this Monday morning from WSMI FM 106. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge and know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies today. High temperatures in the mid-90s with light south winds. Tonight, partly cloudy. The low will be in the low 70s. And for tomorrow, Tuesday, partly cloudy. The high in the mid-90s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, partly cloudy. Turning cooler. A slight chance of showers Wednesday night. Low temperatures in the low 60s. Highs in the low 80s. Over the weekend, WSMI Weather Watcher, the Lang family of Coffeen, 4/10 of an inch of rain, 3/500 of an inch here at the Weather Center. Right now, 72 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Fall is here, and that means it's time to take on the outdoors. And nothing conquers the outdoors better than the John Deere Gator XUV 825i S4 from Sloan's. Right now, Sloan's is making it easy to own with $500 off these John Deere Outdoor Warriors. Hurry! These deals end 10/25/13. Visit any of Sloan's 17 Wisconsin and Illinois locations, online at sloans.com, or like us on Facebook.
Powered up with Sloan's.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday morning, brought to you today by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield. Once again, we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Shawn Way International Holdings and Smithfield Foods announced Friday they received clearance from the U.S. Committee on Foreign Investment on their proposed transaction, according to the Hangstrom Report. This decision disturbs National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson, saying the deal represents the sale of one quarter of U.S. hog processing to a quasi-state-owned Chinese enterprise, setting a dangerous precedent in terms of food security and market competition. Johnson says NFU urges foreign-backed control will only make the situation worse. Assistant Secretary for the International Markets and Development, Marissa Lego, says CFIUS has only one purpose, to review the potential national security effects of transactions through which a foreign investor could obtain control of a U.S. business. Lego says CFIUS does not consider broader economic or policy concerns when reviewing foreign investments, applying the same rules to each transaction it reviews regardless of the nationality of the investor or economic sector of the investment. Still, in order for the sale of Smithfield to go through, shareholder approval is still needed. Smithfield's shareholders are scheduled to vote on the sale at a special meeting on September 24th. Congress is returning from the August break with a lot on their plate, including the crisis in Syria, the collapse of federal budget process, the debt limit, immigration, and health care. This means the Farm Bill, which is set to expire September 30th, is once again fighting for time on the congressional calendar. While the House and Senate have each approved versions of the Farm Bill, they must still reconcile the differences in conference. The House split the Farm Bill, deferring nutrition programs to separate legislation, which are expected to be considered this month. It is also expected House leadership will soon name Farm Bill conferees. The Senate named conferees before the recess, but even if all goes smoothly, the U.S. Grain Council says the odds of final passage before the end of the fiscal year is slim. The council does not lobby Congress on legislative issues, but is urging folks to let members of Congress know the clock is ticking and the delay threatens to do severe harm to critical export promotion programs. The shortfall of U.S. corn yields in 2010 and 2011 caused declining stocks and higher prices in both of those years. Last year, the drought of 2012 continued the trend, pushing stocks to ever smaller levels and the price of corn to record highs. Soybeans have followed a similar pattern, with the shortened supplies beginning in 2011 rather than 2010. The shortfall, naturally, was compounded by last year's drought. Todd Gleason has more.
This year started off rocky, but with great expectations for the supply of both corn and soybeans in the United States to build and consequently for the price of each commodity to move lower. Dry weather in August has changed some of those expectations in the trade. Daryl Good, ag economist at the University of Illinois, however, is not convinced rationing is likely to be needed for corn.
Assuming that the size of the market is near the USDA projection of 12.68 billion bushels, and that year-ending stocks can be reduced to about 6% of consumption, the crop would have to be less than 12.7 billion bushels to require rationing. If harvested area is near the forecast of 89.1 million acres, the U.S. average yield would need to be less than 142.5 bushels to produce a crop less than 12.7 billion bushels.
Let me repeat that set of numbers from Daryl Good. USDA is projecting consumption at 12.68 billion bushels of corn. If you back this number into a year-ending stocks-to-use ratio of about 6%, then this fall's harvest would need to be less than 12.7 billion bushels, he says, to require rationing. If harvested acres are near 89.1 million, then the average national yield would need to be less than 142.5 bushels to the acre to cause rationing. USDA's current projection is 154.4 bushels to the acre and a 13.76 billion bushel corn crop. All these numbers and the soybean data will be updated September 12th.
At this juncture, the 2013 corn crop is expected to be large enough that rationing consumption during the year ahead will not be required. The average farm price will likely be higher than expected a month ago, but a sharp increase in prices from current levels to discourage consumption is probably not needed. Prices during the first half of the marketing year may be relatively flat. There is more concern about the size of the soybean crop, and prices have risen sharply over the past month. Unlike corn prices, soybean prices are expected to unfold more of a short crop pattern like that of last year. Under such a pattern, prices would be expected to peak very early in the marketing year in order to discourage consumption and then decline as the year progresses, particularly if the South American crop is large again in 2014.
So, if the numbers from USDA do not change a lot in the September crop production and WASDE reports, then the price of corn should remain pretty flat. Soybeans, well, they may need to rally. I'm Todd Gleason.
That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.